who came have to go, rich or poor or holy. The only difference is some will go with a smile on their faces and others will go screaming. That is the whole difference between a meditator and one who lives unconscious. Because nobody reflects on this, life goes by itself. You have to be conscious to start looking at yourself. Otherwise, life goes. And that always comes like a surprise. All who came have to go. That is for sure. If you come into this world, you have to leave this world. Rich or poor or holy, the only difference is some will go with a smile on their face. They will go with a smile on their face because they have gone beyond the body. They have seen, realized something of the eternal. If you live only as a body, then there will be fear because bodies are going. Then you will go screaming. This is the difference. And how amazing it is that nobody is really interested to look at living and dying. Beloved Babaji, I'm deeply touched and feeling more and more silence and love. I feel very much taken care of by you, by my friends, by existence in every possible way. I went through some hardship and it is still hurts a bit, especially in my solar plexus. Seems like I hold a lot there and it gets really tight. Yeah, because you're holding your emotions there, no? Because you have been hurt, no? So emotions, self-pity, sorrow, anger, frustration, all this you keep in. Then you will get tired. Because everybody has an idea how they should behave, no? How you should be. Instead of being natural, flowing, open, spontaneous, and then you contract. And then you become tight, no? Because you use all your energy to keep yourself together. That is not comfortable. I guess I have things to digest and accept, but this pain is a pattern and sometimes it makes me eat less. That is the first thing. My dear Vandana, you should eat more, no? Just change that. Instead of eating less in this kind of situation, eat more. Because if you eat less, then we won't find you again. Then what can we do then? And you say you just love so much, most precious in your life, to be here with me. Then what can I do if I don't find you? Then you have no chance then. But things are calming down. I'm melting more and more, and I know that everything is an opportunity to grow and learn. Yeah, but still we are not conscious enough to live real. Something has to happen on the outside before we reflect. Just what I talked about the other day. Be that an accident or a conflict or a relationship or a sickness, something has to happen that you are turned back to yourself. So again, let this be a reminder. Become more conscious so you don't need to go there. Be more truthful in your life. Stand up for yourself. Why is pain? Pain comes because you are resisting existence. You're resisting the truth. Otherwise, there's no need for any pain. Pain because of the friction you create inside you. You want it your way and life is doing its thing. You want to hold on and something is finished. Pain. So this is the same in life, it's the same in death. If you know only the body, you want to hold on. It's the only thing you have. You are fearful. Everybody has fear. If you have seen something of the beyond, and even more, if you know, if you are established in something of the beyond, then it's totally natural. Why should you be afraid? You wanted to come here. Now you are here in this human life. So that is not that. It's part of life. Thank you for reminding me. I forgot again. This love only grows. This love only grows when you remember, when you are connected. Otherwise, it's like it's pouring and you have sitting under an umbrella. It doesn't matter how much rain it comes. You have to take down your umbrella. That is all your ideas. And when you get involved in your little things which you do all the time, then you forget the real. No, something happens, you come back to yourself. It wasn't out of your consciousness. Something has to happen. Otherwise you don't have the consciousness to look really and take responsibility. But everybody wants to wake up. Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to feel harmonious inside, no? Then why not fall in tune with the truth? Stand up for yourself. Don't play the victim. Don't blame. Go deeper than that. Don't hold on. It's only two ways. Either you fight. That is the way of the ego, no? Of unconsciousness. You want it your way. Then if you don't get it your way, then you say, oh God, how could this happen? How could he do that to me? How could she do that to me? How could somebody do that? How could they say that? How could God do this to me? It's just means, yes, that you have something to learn. It is an opportunity to grow and learn. But even that can only happen if you totally dive into it. Otherwise, you just get the glimpse when you are going through something, when the doors are open. Then I can sneak in a few spoons. Then again, you go in your dream. So even that there are waves on the surface, inside I'm getting more and more calm. It's good to have less to cling on to. And I'm in the right place, at your feet. It's good to have less to cling on to. Yeah, but again, that didn't happen out of your consciousness. It happened. And only because you are with me, you start seeing this. Otherwise, in the ordinary world, people suffer. They can suffer the whole life. Things are finished, but they are holding on. And I remind you every day, let go of the past. That's the first step. You have to be here, start functioning now. Clinging is suffering. And even if you know something is finished or something is dead, still you cling. See the stupidity of it, no? Grow up. It's the clinging that makes it you fearful. It's the clinging that makes suffering. It's the clinging that makes the tension. We are going into this process now, and that is coming up. Beloved, when I was suffering, I thought a lot about dying. I wanted to die. It came to my head many times. Yes, but this is not the dying that I talk about. This is the escaping dying. It becomes so much suffering that you want to escape. But that you cannot escape. If you do suicide, you just end up in hell, no? Then how are you going to escape from there next, even worse? You are human because you're supposed to grow, to expand, to understand. So this is how many people are. When I was suffering, I thought a lot about dying. Yeah, I wanted to die. That is because we cannot deal with it. It feels overwhelming. Bhagavati also wrote me, many people write, they come in these kind of situations, depressions, that they don't see any end to. Then this thought comes up now. Because you don't take the responsibility yourself for your life. Why did you get in these fucked up situations? That's the question. Look at yourself. Do you have the clarity, the understanding, the courage not to go there, to get involved in these situations? How come you get involved in these situations? You are creating it. How can you do that? Even around here, what to say about the world is all cheating and lies. But even around here, again and again, you're getting into it. And then once in a while, when it comes to such a tension that maybe even I or somebody or your friends has to be involved, something pops. And then you are open, little glimpse. No, if you don't take total responsibility that you want to wake up, again you will fall asleep then. You have to let go of your way and open up for the way. The way is going effortless. Effortless is going the right way. If you are relaxed, if you are in a let go. But we cannot be in a let go. Why can't we be in a let go? Because you lose control then. Who are you if you're not in control? Then it becomes tension. Then you want something, you desire something, you dream something, then expectation, then disappointment, then hurts, then misunderstandings, then complaints, then blaming. You have to learn this game now, what you are doing with yourself. Nobody is doing anything to you. Today, inquiring about that, I remember that this kind of thought has always been with me. Then, it's not so much about dying, it's more a question about really start living. Living courageous. If you really live, then you enjoy living. It will never come up. But if you create a sad life, then you want to kill yourself. No? So start living. Then everything changes. If you live totally, you will die totally. Everything natural. You will take chances, you will grow. But you have to take risk, you have to be courageous, you have to live, you have to see, you have to understand. If you don't understand, how can you change then? Change doesn't come from the mind, it comes from your totality, it comes from your clear seeing things as they are. And not only that, which you are getting many times here, you get the clear insight how things are. But then act on it. Use that intelligence, what you have realized with your own self, to integrate it into your life. That will be a challenge. Otherwise, it becomes a conflict. First, you didn't know about the truth. Then, when you become wiser, you come in closer, then you start seeing, this is how it is. Amazing. Then you have to trust your own intuition. Then you will see many things in your life that is a habit for you to do, which maybe is not right, which is not true, out of your new consciousness. So that's how truth will challenge you. That means change. That means you have to start talking a different language. You have to stand more and more up for yourself. You have to be truer to yourself. You have to be more true to others. In that way, you are integrating yourself. You are integrating your truth. You become a man or a woman of truth. And if you really become a man, a woman of truth, you will live so happily. You will never think about suicide. You will also accept that totally when it comes. Because what is that? A good rest after all that total living. Poor, my God. That's where then you can rest. Don't rest now, live. But the mind never wants to go there. The mind is always fearful. That's why you can only see that when you get shocked, something happens. Now you open up. Now you come to satsang. Now you're coming closer to yourself. You're coming closer to me. Then you start seeing that you can go there with your intelligence, with your witness, with your meditation, with your true understanding. That is not fearful like the mind. Because everybody understands, everybody knows, because everybody comes from that. How can you be afraid? Is your own universal mother, father, who sent you here, if they want to take you back, well, what's the big deal? But that is not, when people talk about suicide, they want to kill themselves, then it's out of darkness, then it's out of mind, then it's out of depression, fear, ego, lust. That doesn't help anybody. Then, like Osho always said, if you are ready to do really suicide, then why not take sannyas? Suicide or sannyas. It was the only possibilities. So, if you are ready to take, if you're really ready, because somebody is just like, oh, I want to kill myself, and then all they are expecting is, oh, poor, no, don't do that, we love you. They are so beggars after little love, little attention, that they have even learned that trick. I'm close to killing myself. Oh, poor, what can we do for you? No, if you are really ready, that means you are ready to let go of everything, because that's what that means. You are ready to let go of everything. Everything will disappear. No? You, as you have known yourself. So then why not take sannyas? Why not wake up? Then also everything will change. But then it will change to a totally flowering, no? You will become really alive. But it seems like people think it's easier to do suicide than to really live. To be courageous, to really live a beautiful life. How come it's easier to choose misery than happiness? But it is. Look at yourself. How many people know? It's easier to choose misery than bliss. Because to choose bliss, to choose consciousness, you have to go beyond yourself. And everybody is stuck in them, so how to get out of this prison? Prison is not made out of steel bars, iron bars, is made up of all these subtle little things that you have created. All your clinging, all your attachments that you are selling yourself. Your relationship, your ideas, your work, your family, your children. You don't stand up for yourself, your own worth. Then you suffer. Why should you sell yourself to others who are unconscious? They can't recognize you. No, you want to die still now? What do you want to do now? What?
I want to be with you.
What?
I want to be with you. Forever.
Then you have to dance for me then. And this thought, I think, has been with everybody. It's in every human being, I think, from childhood. Because it's a scary thought when you start, not when you are little, because then you are totally trusting existence. You are one with existence. But when you start gaining a personality and ego, then these thoughts come up. And nobody talks about it in society. No family, no parents, nobody taught teaches this, no, about life and death, about meditation, about ego, about the true self. Nobody is teaching that, the lower self, the false self, the real self. Nobody is, because nobody knows. So then, of course, the child is afraid. When you get the personality, when you get the ego. Which is what, for the seeker, when you come now to this point in your life, then you can start looking at it consciously. With more your innocence. It's only the mind that can be afraid. I don't want to die, really die. I want to transform and be with you as much as I long as I can. But I feel that close. Good, because that is very close. And in fact, you can make that a meditation for anybody who has any, that it clicks. It's very powerful. It's been always used in all the mystic traditions that can happen anytime. And it is a fact, it can happen. But then it can give you an awareness that any time my life can come to an end. That means you're not dreaming about the future. You're not dreaming about all your clinging, all your planning, all your confusion. I don't want to die, really die. You don't know what really die. Really die is to get enlightened. Because life and death, as you think, that we have done many times. Many, many, many different incarnations. Sometimes you've been good, sometimes you've been bad, sometimes you've been a rapist, sometimes you've been a healer. It's all part of existence. Sometimes you've been a warrior, sometimes you've been a holy person. Sometimes you've been killing, sometimes you've been a saving people. All that is in everybody. We have gone through all the different stages and all different kinds of ways of living. The thing what is important now is to wake up that you have a possibility to go beyond that. You can go beyond that. Otherwise you will go on. It's four different stages as such in you. The first is just the physical, the material, which most people are functioning, the ordinary humans functioning their whole life, which is full of fear, protection, rejection, guilt, anger, frustration, blaming, fighting, competition, all these things, no? That comes from you as a separate being. You just have the body. Then you fight. And this is how the world is made up. No. My religion, my country, my beliefs. And then we fight. Then a little deeper than that is the mind, which is much more subtle now. My thoughts, your thoughts, what you believe in, I believe in. Mathematician, scientist, people who use the mental powers. Then you have more the emotional body, feelings, poetry, beauty, music. It's deeper. Very few goes there in the normal world. They live more on the basic, on the hard level. Who is sensitive now? Who is fragile? Who is true? Who is a poet? Who is dancing happily? But all this is in you. Then the fourth is beyond all. No, it's just silence. Your soul, untouched. Which very, very few people touch. So, when that essence is realized, then you are free. Then this whole life becomes like a gift. It's like you are dead, you are free, because only the soul survives. But you are free in this material life. That is what is called self-realization. Or, like some says, you are alive but you are dead. So all the mystics have said that life, love, enlightenment, meditation, is the same. Death. So meditation is death. Deeper than the body, because you stop that identification. And when you die, ordinary human being, you are fearful because you have never touched that which is beyond the body. In meditation, it's the same. You go to that place that is beyond the body, your essence. Then, at the moment of that, or any time you go there, you are beyond. That is surrendering, that is melting, that is let go. That is understanding. That is grace. I want to transform and be with you as much and as long as I can. Yes. But do your homework also. Beloved Babaji, my dear one, thank you for saving me. I can save because I have the right medicine. But do you want to be saved? That's the thing. The masters have a lot to give, but are you ready to receive? Because you already have so much that you want that you can't really take it in. Those small diamonds that the master, that the truth wants to give you. So what I call the homework is to make space. You have to let go of all that that you think is valuable, that is just a hindrance in reality. So you open up, make space for what is really worth something. Forever. I can't say much about this love, this gratitude, but it burns in my chest. It takes me completely. I love you and I am forever grateful. Yours, Vandana. Let it burn, and let it burn all that up in the solar plexus also. But use this to get stronger, Vandana. The deeper the understanding, the more you can enjoy. It reminds me of Buddha, when he was roaming around in India 2,500 years ago, then they didn't have as much trains as they do have now. Then he walked now, and then he came in the monsoon time. Then he used to stop for months at different places because it's very difficult to walk. Everything is muddy, no? Very muddy, then it's best to stop. Then at one village, one woman, her only child died, no? From a snake bite. And she was totally freaked out because she was a widow, no? And you have only the child to take care of you when you get old. And of course, like any mother, you love your child, no? Then she was totally losing it, running around the streets, help me, anybody, can anybody do something? Nobody could do anything, of course. And then one old man said, no, that Buddha, he's roaming around here. They say he's a very wise man. Many people are going, sitting with her. He is there on the outside town. You should go and bring your child there. Maybe he can do something. Then he came to Buddha with that child. I heard you are a great master. Give him life. Give my child life. It's the only child, and I'm totally lost. I'm a widow now. My husband also died. I have nothing. I might as well kill myself. Like this, she was saying. Totally lost, depressed, no, hurt, painful, suffering. Then Buddha said, okay, I will wake him up, but on one condition, you have to go any place in the town, go to some house and find some seeds, some mustard seeds, from a home that nobody has died. That is the condition. And she said, I will run straight away. And she ran, went to every house. No, here you can have as many mustard seeds as you want, but here our father died just last week. Oh no, my brother died, my wife died, my husband died, my grandfather died. Like this. She went all over, more and more frustrated. Then by late evening, she came back again to Buddha. And she just fell on his feet and he said, no, I understand. No, I understand. This is how it is. Please initiate me into sannyas. Let me become your disciple. No, I understand. That is something that has happened to everybody. No? It's natural. Nobody can do anything. No, a whole new life could start because this was out of her own deep understanding, her own experience. No? She went into it. No? She understood. She saw the reality as it was. Before, she was just in her own world. Only me, my child. No? If you see the totality as it is, what can you do then? And that is how understanding is, what I call seeing, is a total understanding, not intellectual, but a total understanding. You see things as they are. And in that seeing, in that understanding, something clicks. Everything falls into place, because this is how it is. And when you see how things really are, then you accept it. And this woman, now she wanted to go deeper, no? Now she wanted to become a disciple of the Buddha. She had tasted for the first time something of the beyond. This is the difference to give people their own experience, no? Only then can you transform, because it comes from your own understanding, your own realization. Otherwise, there's no point to become a disciple if you don't have that feeling that, wow, this is what I have to do. is totally clear. It's not a choice. It's 100%. Like Jesus, he did it in a totally different way. Or at least they made him into it. It seems like he is some kind of miracle man. When they said, oh, my son has died, then he just woke him up. But this is just fantasy. It's the Christians that wanted to make him very special. Because also, Jesus, same as Buddha, he's not much interested to extend your life. He's interested to transform you. It doesn't help to give you life and then you live another 10 years, 20 years. Nothing will change. Only your consciousness can change. You have to grow. Otherwise, it's just to give you a candy. Nothing happens. This is the difference. You have to learn by your own understanding. And that understanding will give you new eyes. Now, the next step, you have to start living, integrating that understanding into your life, changing your daily routines, being more true to yourself. Then you will integrate that truth in you, that clarity in you. You become more and more strong because you are devoted to truth itself.
Beyond the sorrow and the hardships I've endured, deeper than my inner child, is a part of me. Touched and free, innocent, undefiled. Despite the ignorant and callous acts of man, and all the hurt that they can bring, my attention has been drawn by the grace of God. Does not shield my heart from future pain, or take the trauma from my youth, or exempt me from all rage and injustice on life's stage. I just pledge allegiance to a deeper truth. Here to
Welcome the peace. Allow yourself to melt, to relax. To come back to yourself.